As for the ear piercing, I want to speak to the commentator and PR executive, Sheila Davidson, who've invited onto the programme. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sheila,
what a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. If a poor wee baby was lying in a cot with its ears pierced and going, "Mommy, Mommy, my ears are sore," they wouldn't even be fit to say that. They're so young. I just can't understand why moms and dads are getting their kids pierced at next to no age.
Frank, I am so much in agreement with you. I mean, what about a child's human rights? What if they get to a certain age in life and they didn't want to have that kind of piercing? I mean, that could be considered mutilation, practically. And I don't say that lightly, actually. I do think that's the case. I mean, I have my ears pierced. My daughter, who's 29, has her ears pierced. I remember distinctly whenever she was 16 coming in and saying she wanted a second piercing. And I said, well, as your mother, I'm telling you now, I don't want you to do that. And I'd be very disappointed if you do. And she says, that's fine, Mum. She came back in that evening and said, do you want to see it?
Yeah, because you can do what you like.
You can do what you like whenever you get to the stage where you've decided that you know what you want to do with your body. But I do think that it's absolutely horrific to be doing that to a small child. And why do people think that that's an acceptable thing to do? I mean, what's next? Are they going to start getting tattoos?
I just wonder, I know there are rules and regulations about the age that you get tattooed at, but there's no rule that states what age you get your ears pierced. It is simply down to mom and dad or whatever guardian. They can make the call, and the like. It's unbelievable, I think, to consider that, you know, some shop in one of our local shopping centres, you can go in there and someone gets the needles out and sticks them into a child who, you know, arguably is less than a year old.
Well, you know, it's the old story, Frank. Where does it end? I mean, and you know, I've been on the end of this argument very many times. I mean, you know, you can say, what's the harm? And one small little piercing, very cute little, maybe diamondy looking little stud in a child's ear, sure, isn't it pretty? So what happens then whenever somebody decides, actually, do you know what's really pretty? To have about 10 down a child's each ear? Or then where do they start? You know, piercings these days, as we all know, don't end in ears. You know, so many of our kids are getting piercings in the side of their nose. People think that's very cute. Maybe getting in their lips and their tongue. And, you know, I mean, at what point do we start to realise we do actually probably need to legislate for this before people start to think that their right to do whatever they want with their child takes over the child's rights?
Is there evidence that some parents are going that far and getting additional piercings on very young children?
Well, I've certainly seen children with multiple piercings, small children, maybe two, with piercings, several piercings in their ears, as though this is, you know, really, you know, pretty and acceptable. And I'm horrified at the thought of it. Now, maybe I'm one of these, you know, old fuddy-duddy women now who just think that that's unacceptable. Maybe there's a more modern way of looking at life, but I can't think that that is the right way to go. I do think that we need to have some form of protection for children, at least until a certain age, whenever they can say, you know, yes, I'd like this or not, and particularly when there's pain involved.
Yeah, we're probably setting.
Gratuitous.
Yeah, we're probably setting. You know, from the same era, looking at it and thinking our parents would never have done that with us, and we wouldn't have done it with our children. But we're now not talking about you and me or my parents. We're talking about our children's generation, and they are bringing up their own wee nippers, and it's very much in vogue. And there will be, as I said earlier, parents sitting at the breakfast table or the lunch breakfast bar or whatever with the high chair and the kiddie there, completely decked out in earrings, thinking, those, you know, that old fella on the radio is talking to an old doll on the radio, and they need to get off the radio.
Well, they may well do, but at the end of the day, what happens whenever we have children coming forward saying, I have my ears all holes? What about, you know, those piercings, Frank, that they put in? It's not just about a stud or a little sleeper ring, but it's actually one of those ones that create a big hole in your ear. You know, you've seen those, I'm sure, that they actually just widen and widen and widen your earlobe. When is that going to be maybe then acceptable for people to think, you know, where does it end, is my point.
Marcus says,
and I actually do think that there are younger people who would agree with this.
Yeah, I'm looking at a text here from a guy called Marcus. He says it's not a lack. He says it's not a lack of common sense. It's a lack of intelligence from the parents.
Well, now that's he might say that, I couldn't possibly comment sort of scenario, but you know, there is that thought. But Frank, I mean, how different is that from the youngsters that are buying little outfits for their children with really inappropriate, let's just put it that way, slogans on T-shirts and things like that, and put their children out like that? And it's just, you know, I just think it's a very thin end of the wedge.
Yeah, so some parents, especially when you see those T-shirts that would have, you know, a comment on them that is in some way sexualizing the child.
Oh, totally.
You think to yourself, did they actually go into a store and buy that? Or, you know, you have to also ask, what sort of marketing is there in a store that sells that kit?
That does that? Oh, well, absolutely. Where does it end? But, I mean, I do think it has to start and end with the parents. You know, why would you put that on your child, particularly in this day and age, whenever you look at the dangers that there are for young children everywhere?
Are we sounding incredibly old-fashioned, Sheila?
No, I think we are the voice of reason, Frank. I think we have to be considered to be the voices of people who just want there to be some thought, concern, consideration, and not just thinking that just anything goes no matter what.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say, isn't it?
I think, yeah, I'm not arguing with you, but I'm sure there are mums and dads listening to this programme who are saying, how are we going to have our say on this? Well, listen, give me a ring, 90-333-105.
Well, I'd certainly like to hear the justification for it, Frank. I really would.
Okay, there's two questions there. Have you pierced your little youngster's ears? Tell us why. So why did you do it is one of the questions. And the other thing that Sheila touched on, the slogans on the T-shirts of little youngsters, why on earth do you allow them to wear them? Please, by all means, give us a bell. 90-333-105. Sheila Davidson, commentator, PR executive, thank you very much for coming on. Brian's got a point. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Brian.
Just to carry on in that scene there of the little babies getting ears pierced from one thing or another, do these mothers really think that the good Lord couldn't make a wee pretty baby that they couldn't improve on it by sticking holes and diamonds in his ears?
So you're obviously very much against it.
Absolutely and totally, Frank. Absolutely and totally. I mean, do they think their children are ugly or something that they can make it better by sticking very much as metal stuck under their ear holes?
Well, that's how you see it, just as an intrusion. Some people think it adds to the general image and the general look. Martin's on this line. Morning, Martin.
Morning.
What's your point, Martin?
Yes, she has got a point to a certain extent where now I've never seen kids go around where their ears pierced all over the place. I've seen them where my daughters themselves have had their ears pierced from when maybe 1 year old, but they've only ever had that one. And they're at 12 and 14 now as well, and they're still really one piercing.
And they never regretted that early piercing at one year old?
No, because it only takes a split second. They're about 30 seconds off initial shock from the pain. But it's the same as if they go to the hospital and they need an injection. Do you know what I mean? It takes longer if a nurse or a doctor put a needle, a line into their arm, and they're in more pain that way.
Yeah, but you don't need to, they might need that line in their arm, but they don't need their ears pierced, so why give them any pain at all?
It's the way society is now. It makes the kids look cuter.
Okay, listen, that sums it up. It makes the kid look cuter. That, you know, that's hard to argue with that. If the parent's mindset is, as Martin says, it makes the kid look cuter, well then, who am I to argue with the young parents of today? And a final word from Malachy. Morning, Malachy.
Hi, dear Frank. They're all talking bunkers. I had a son and he wanted to get his ear pierced when he was 14. And I told him he could, but he better buy a tent because he's not living in my house. And he didn't get it done because I wouldn't let him. And my daughter wanted to get tattoos and I wouldn't let her get them. And when she finally moved out, she got them. And it attracts certain types of people. And now she's got an ugly boyfriend. So, you mean, you've got to weigh it all up. I don't have any piercings or any tattoos. I attract very good-looking women.
Are you a good-looking guy?
Frank, I am drop-dead gorgeous, mate.
This is good to hear. Good to hear. All you ugly tattooed people, good morning to you. And you that's getting the tattoo, you're going to get an ugly partner. What an analysis. Malachy, thank you. Right. Crazy. Listen, I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just commenting. Should parents get their baby's ears pierced? Yes, it's harmless, or it's up to mum, or no, it's child abuse. Do let us know on our U105 Twitter poll. At the moment, 17% say yes, it's harmless, And 83% are saying it is a form of child abuse. Ooh, you're pretty heavy on that, aren't you? Right, I do feel for the parents maybe who have the child sitting there, as I say, on their knee at present with the piercings, listening to this, maybe feeling a bit guilty, or indeed just looking at the radio, shouting and saying, Frank, wise up, get those Neanderthals off the show.